Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire with your host, On Friday Inspire herself, Olivia Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight as we host On Friday Inspire live each and every week to you, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Thank you again for taking the time out with your busy schedules. Many of us wear many hats and have a whole lot of busyness going on, but you've chosen to join us, and we're grateful. Well, tonight's topic is overcoming the past. Before we jump into overcoming the past, I want to thank our sponsors tonight. We want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness from God in the Spiritual Realm. Her book is a real-life account of how God freed her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcoholism. So we just give God praise for Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. And that book, again, is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And then the next sponsor is Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, where she takes care of all of your beauty and hair care needs. Ross takes care of natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Ross today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Unique Expressions by Design brings all of your custom ideas to life through T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. So if you need it for your personal life, for like family reunions, she can take care of those type items. Or if you need them for your business and get some things customized to help brand yourself, she takes care of that as well. We also have the Lee and Lee Productions. Lee and Lee Productions is actually sponsoring Lee Fashion and Tea, and they are doing an awesome, awesome job with a fashion show coming up next Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Atlanta area. So you want to go out to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets today. The tickets are only $20. You will have a fashion show, tea, refreshments. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this awesome, awesome event. Again, that's August 26th from 3 to 6 p.m. Yours truly is one of the MCs. So I will be one of the MCs at the event. And Miss Lee is truly an anointed woman of God. And they're going to be having West African attire done by Styles by Yama is going to be the young lady that is doing all. She's the designer of all of these wares. And the address is John Burdine Neighborhood Facility, and that's the location, at 215 Lakewood Way, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315. Again, at John Burdine Neighborhood Facility at 215 Lakewood Way, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315. That is Saturday the 26th at 3 p.m. Go to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets today. Again, the tickets are only $20. And I will be one of the MCs at the event. You'll be getting a motivational message. A recording artist will be there. You'll have to plan a trip to West Africa through their spectacular fashion show. So come on out and support Lee and Lee Productions with their Lee and Lee Fashion and Tea, with Styles by Yama being our stylist. Well, we are back to our show tonight. We are live, and our topic is overcoming your past. You know, I tell you each and every week that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God called for you to live. So with that said, you can't be stuck in your past. You can't get stuck. You got to get unstuck. Let God do what he does, because you got to live that life that he's desired and declares for you to live now. So we want to welcome Mr. Jacinta Mello to the line. Welcome, welcome, Pastor Jacinta. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much, LA. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. Such a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you. We are so very excited about having you this evening. So welcome to the On Fire to Answer our broadcast. Welcome to our platform. And I tell you, I feel like I have a sister already that I already know here, and you know the spirit by the spirit. So welcome again.
Amen. The same here, Leah. Same here.
So, Pastor Jamelica, I want you, to tell everyone, introduce yourself to them.
Yes, I want to say hello to all your viewers or listeners, and I am a pastor for 30 years. Like Alaya said, my name is Jacinta Mello. I was born in Mozambique. My family are from Portugal, and I've been a pastor for 30 years. And together with my husband, George, we have started several churches and missionary works in Brazil, in Portugal, in India, and in Canada. Currently, we are living in Canada, and we pastor Church of Promise, a church that we started a few years ago. And just for you to know a little bit more about me, about me and my husband, our ministry, we also started an orphanage in India. And we started a few years ago a home to rescue girls from sex trafficking in Hyderabad.
Oh, wow.
And so we love missions. We have a passion about, we are passionate about missions. We have a few churches in India as well. And we just love people. I love to inspire people. I love to challenge people. I love the body of Christ. And I believe God wants to use everybody that belongs to the body of Christ to do something wonderful for his kingdom. So that's a little bit of me, what we are doing right now. And I just privileged to serve God.
Amen, amen. Well, we welcome you, and it's an honor. I tell you, it's exciting to be able to hear all of the things that you've done abroad. You hear people talking about, you know, building churches and building buildings, but you don't hear people saying that we built 6 missionary churches in different countries and we started. I mean, that is amazing, and it's truly, truly the heart of God. And I commend you and your husband for being led by the Spirit and just being obedient as you move forth in it. So that is very commendable.
Amen, amen. It's the heart of God, I believe, it's about people. We are so concerned to build buildings, but God is concerned about people. And as we travel, we see the need all over the world. And people are eager to hear about a message of hope. They are dying. They have no hope. They are serving gods that have no, bringing no hope to them. And so we need to be out there. We need to preach the gospel. This is the time. This is the season. And the people of God need to be aware that Jesus is coming soon, and we need to preach the gospel to every creature, to every nation. We need to pray for the nations, and we need to come out of our four walls of the church and just get out there and preach the word of God.
Amen, amen. So tell us, the topic itself tonight is overcoming your past. What does the topic itself mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me. I'm gonna share a little bit of my testimony so people can understand what that means to me.
Please,
because
do.
Overcoming my past means freedom. But I didn't start like that. I was born, like I said, in Mozambique, and my father, he was kind of a mayor of a small town in Mozambique, and we had a wonderful life. We were living the dream life, like I used to say. But when I was 4 years of age, a tragedy happened in my family. My father died in a tragic accident. And with my father passing away, my father death, everything changed in my family. My mom returned to Portugal, where we originally are from, and our life just became a nightmare. We came from having everything to have nothing. And not just that, but strange things started to happen in my house. And when I was about 6 years of age, strange things started to happen. And in a home with my mother, there were noises all the time in my house. We could feel things around us trying to hold us. And my mom became demon-possessed. At the time, we didn't know what there was, but she would faint, and strange voices start talking through her, and her face will be transformed, her voice will be transformed, she would be violent, and there was times that two, three people could not hold her. So our life just became a nightmare. And I was completely devastated. I was in fear all the time. We spent all our money looking for help, doctors, witchcraft doctors, and reality is that no one could help us. And it came to a point that we were so desperate that every week we were at the healer, at the witchcraft doctor, looking for help. And reality, we didn't know, but they were not really helping us. Things were getting worse, but we didn't know no better. And I always used to say my house was a haunted house. And it was really devastating. So that my mom was actually demon possessed for 10 years. So this was day in, day out. We were living this terrible, terrible life. So I grew up taking care of my mom. Instead of my mom taking care of me, I had to take care of her. And I was always in fear. I had no self-esteem. I didn't trust anybody. I was afraid of everything. And the devil, as I was growing up and my mom being demon-possessed every other day, when the devil was talking through her, he used to say that what he was doing to my mom, he was going to do much worse with me. So growing up, hearing those words, almost day in, every other day, it was really destroying me, and I was desperate. But we didn't know where to go and look for help. We were Catholics, and the priest used to tell us that the voices that were talking through my mom were our ancestors, and that they wanted to connect with us. So that would be my grandma talking to us, my father talking to us, all the ancestors that died. And I was terrified of all of them. I didn't want to talk to any one of them, but that was the life I was living. So when I was 11 years old, life was so bad. Things were so terrible. We moved to another city, small city, trying, you know, to see if changing houses would help us. We were looking for peace. So we moved, but things never changed. You know, my mom kept on being demon-possessed every other week, and it was a nightmare. So one day, I was about 11 years old. I remember a lady knocking on my door. And we opened the door, and we never saw this lady before. And she told us, "I heard that you need help, and I know a person that can help you. And his name is Jesus." Well, we were born Catholics, and we knew the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem. We knew the Jesus that died on the cross, but we didn't know that he could help us. We had no relationship with him. So she brought us to church, we were introduced to the gospel of Jesus, And on that first service that we all went, we all ran to the altar at the end and we surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ. And that was the beginning of a transformation in my life, in our lives. It was the beginning of something marvelous. Some hope was brought to my life. People used to tell me that, well, actually that lady first, but then people in the church, they used to tell me that Jesus was going to deliver my mom. I was so excited about that. After a few months that I was in church, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. I experienced joy that I never experienced before. And then I start learning that, learning the scriptures and learning that those voices that were talking through my mom, they were not my ancestors. They were demons. And it was the devil trying to destroy us. And I was taught that I didn't have to be afraid because the name of Jesus would give me power over those voices and over those spirits. And my life was transformed. And I remember that when my mom would be demon possessed, I would go on top of her. I was tiny. I was not a big girl at the age of 11, but I would go on top of my mom, and when those demons would start talking and screaming and breaking stuff, I would go on top of her and I would bind them in the name of Jesus, and I say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And they couldn't move. And I never experienced that before, so I was excited. And that was revelation and transformation in my life, because before, those demons would be in control, and we were just afraid of them. So that was something that really changed my life. But and I was very involved in church. I was always in the services. I was always helping the pastor. But the reality was that my mom was never delivered. And the churches would pray, the pastors would pray, the church would fast for my mom, but she was never delivered from those spirits. And it came to a time in my life when I was about 13 years old that I really got I rebelled against the church. I start saying that, you know, you guys are all a bunch of hypocrites. You are liars. You said that my mom would be delivered, and she's not. Nothing really changed. I was not understanding that a lot of things have changed, but she was still demon-possessed. So I end up leaving the church, and for 3 years, I didn't go to church, I didn't read the Bible, I didn't pray, and my life went from bad to worse, to worse, to worse. I lost the power of God in my life, and it came to a point that I was so desperate, I became so desperate that I tried to commit suicide, and it's by divine mercy that I'm still here today. Are you still listening to me?
Yes, I am here.
All right, okay.
I am here.
All right, I thought I was alone here.
No, you are here. Well, I'm just letting you, you got a powerful testimony. I didn't want to interrupt at all.
Yeah, so things got really, really bad. I lost the power of God, and the devil started being in control of everything in the house again, and it was really bad, really, really bad. And so on January the 1st of 1982, I was 16 years of age, and I was coming from a party, and I will never, never forget that day. It was about 1 a.m. in the morning. I left the party, and that night, I really accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I remember that night like it was today. I always say this because I say it's a picture I have in my mind, and it's a beautiful picture. So I have to keep on repeating it because it was just the most amazing night of my life. It was a full moon. It was like it was 1 in the morning, but it looked like it was daytime. And it was a sandy road, and I was alone on the street, on the road. And that night, I look at the skies, and I cry before the Lord. That was my church. That was the night that I was really born again. And I told the Lord, I told him, Lord, if you write my name in the book of life, I repent of my sins. And if you write my name in the book of life, I will follow every day of my life. And I was transparent before God. I was crying. Tears were coming down my face. And I promised the Lord I will live for him for the rest of my life. So that night, I am so sure, like we're talking here tonight, Alea, that I was born again. I told the Lord, I will never ask you again to deliver my mom. You don't have to do nothing else in my life. If you write my name in the book of life, that's all I want. I want to be called the daughter of the Most High God. That's the only desire of my heart, and I will follow forever. So something really changed inside of me. I know that from that day on, I was a daughter of the Most High God. So the next day was a Sunday, and I told my mom, and it was a day that she was supposed to be demon-possessed because for 10 years she was demon-possessed every other day. So that was the day she was supposed to be demon-possessed. And I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm going back to church. Do you want to come with me? And she said, oh, no, I'm not going. So I went to church. I was so excited. I felt like the prodigal son coming back home. I was so in love with the Lord. I was so grateful. And it was an amazing day. And after the service, I was coming home and I was thinking, well, I'm going to get home. My mom is going to be demon possessed, but God is with me. I have his grace over my life. His hand is over me, and he was going to help me. So I got home, Alea, and my mom was not demon possessed. So I thought, well, I guess the devil gave me a break. Tomorrow we'll be here to face the day. So the next day came, and my mom was not demon-possessed. And the next day came, and my mom was not demon-possessed. Until today, my mom has never been possessed again. Nobody prayed for her. I didn't pray for her. She didn't even go to church. But from that day on, my mom was never demon-possessed until today. So I learned that was the greatest revelation I had in my early days with the Lord, that when we seek the Lord, not because of what he gives you, but because of who he is, when you really go to God just because you love him, he takes care of you. He's in charge. When you give your life to Christ and you allow him to rule and reign over your life, he will be in charge. And once he's in charge, he takes care of everything. So your question was, overcoming the past means to me. It means freedom, Alea. It means freedom. It's an amazing feeling. The Bible says in John 8:36, who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. And it feels amazing. I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done in my life.
Amen, amen. You were just on the 700 Club just last week. Would you have seen yourself 30 years ago doing that?
Oh, never. Well, in fact, I think I said it, but the devil used to tell me almost every other day that what he was doing to my mom is going to do even worse to me. So what I'm leaving today, I am so grateful, Ali. I never thought that I will be doing what I am doing, and I have such an attitude of gratitude every day. I don't think I go one day in my life that I don't say thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And I always keep on saying the same thing I said on January 1982, 1 a.m. I keep on saying, you don't have to do nothing else, Lord. You don't have to do nothing else. I will serve you for the rest of my days. So everything else is just, you know, I'm grateful. If I have an opportunity to share what God has done, I am just grateful because God is good. God is amazing. He uses the thing they are not to confuse those they are. And the devil is the biggest liar, you know. And unfortunately, so many people believe on him. We need to realize and we need to understand that the devil is a liar. Just because he says that you're nothing with God, he will do whatever he wants to do to you. In fact, my priority in life is to fulfill all that God called me to do. That is my number one priority. Whatever it is, whatever he asked me to do, I want to do it. I believe that, and according to what I understand in the scripture, that our book is already written in heaven. So I'm always asking the Lord, Father, what's the next chapter? I want to fulfill all the chapters you have in the book you have about me in heaven. And Jesus said in John 17:4, I've brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So if you want to bring glory, the glory of God on earth is fulfilling what he assigned us to do. So we need to be excited about that. So, yeah, right. I'm pretty excited every day.
Yes. You know, to live a life in fear and then grow up and understand that there's power and dominion and authority that you walk in because of whose child you are, you know, understanding that you are the daughter of the Most High God. That's exciting because the enemy didn't want you to know who you were. He wanted you to remain intimidated. He wanted to bully you and keep you in fear so you wouldn't walk in this 30-year pastoralship, 30-year and counting pastoralship, and starting missionary churches and, you know, just doing things for people who've been in human trafficking, sex trafficking. I mean, you're doing work bringing souls to the kingdom of God, and I'm telling you, it is awesome. And I'm so grateful that God allowed our paths to cross because it's amazing to see. You know, when you go back and you look at some of the things that you've done, you're like, wow, we did all of that.
I actually never think about that, Aaliyah, to be honest with you. I always think, you know, there is so much to do. I'm just grateful for the opportunity, but I'm always looking for it. I'm never looking or try to see what I have done because there is so much to do. It's not about what we have done. It's about what he did.
Right.
You know,
sometimes
we focus on the wrong things. And what we have done, it's because of what he did.
Right.
You know,
I love it.
People focus, I've been here, I've done this, I've done that. I say, well, you have done it because he did it.
Right.
And you're just privileged to be used by God and to keep on bringing glory to God on earth. And that's my goal, is bringing the glory of God on earth. And we do that by doing the work that he called us to do. So I never try to think, how many things have I done? Because there is so much to do. And it's not about us.
Right.
We are just a vessel.
Right.
We're just a form. He's the substance. Without him, we can do nothing. We cannot achieve anything. So we're just privileged. That's how I see it, you know? And when we see it this way, that I believe that we will fulfill what God called us to do, because it's not really about us, it's about His kingdom. And I always say He's the only star that needs to shine. It's the name of Jesus. And we are just here to polish His name, you know, to make Him look good.
I agree. You know, and when everybody learns that, I think the world will be so much of a better place, because, you know, we see so much, and it's because of greed and things of that nature. But when you understand who you are and who He is, and that everything is about what He did, I love the way you put that. I do
absolutely,
this
absolutely.
I love it.
People
love
are so concerned of being famous, of doing this or doing that to look good. Don't do it like that. Do it with the right motivation. Make Him look good. Jesus look good. The Bible says, if you make Jesus look good, we're going to attract people to Him. We just, you know, we are the magnets that are bringing people to Jesus. That's all we are. So it's exciting.
Right.
It's exciting.
It is.
And fortunately, so many people are sitting, pastoring for 30 years. I see people that they never had a revelation of what Jesus has done for them. And I always say they are like a bird in a cage with an open door. You know, and they, Jesus are saying, come out, I have set you free, and just come out of that cage and do the work and keep on sharing the gospel and keep on being light. And most of the people, I heard actually a preacher many years ago, Miles Monroe, he used to say that the most richest places in the world is the cemeteries, you know, and it's reality. People die, and they don't fulfill the call of God because they are so concerned about little things. They are thinking that it's them they're going to do. No, just allow God to use you. You are just a vessel. We are just a vessel. He's the substance. He's the one that it's going to give you the power. So just obey God. I'm always coming out of my comfort zone, because once we are in our comfort zone, we are in control. And God needs to be in control. Jesus wants to be in control. He's always saying, come out, jump to the sea, get out of the boat, and walk over the waters.
Right.
You know, and we need to do that in order to fulfill the call of God in our lives.
I agree, Hope.
Amen. Hello, I lost you. I think I lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
How about now? Okay. The Lord said, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm like, what? He was like, it's not about your comfort, it's about my glory. And so, you know, I would talk to any and everybody, but when it would come to talking about things that were spiritual or talking about the Lord, I would clam up and I wouldn't pray for anybody out loud. But that was the thing that the enemy was trying to use to intimidate me. He didn't want me to understand that I was a true intercessor, that I have a strong gift for exhortation. You know, he didn't want me to come into the knowledge of that. So now that I know my identity, I know who I am and who my Father is and who I serve, now he can't shut me up. You know, because it's all
absolutely
about
that amen.
Light of who He is.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes. I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So what would you say to someone who seems to be stuck in their past? What would you say to that person?
I would say three key words. First of all, I will get to those three key words, but we need to understand that we cannot change our past. We cannot change it. We cannot go back. And the past is gone. It's like the word says, it's past. It's gone. We need to move on. And in order to change your future, you need to understand that you need to deal with whatever you need to deal. If you need to do, repent of stuff that you did, just repent. And repentance means to go in a different direction, you know, stop doing what you were doing before, go in a different direction. If you need to forgive someone, just forgive. Deal with whatever you need to do, but you need to move on. And there are three keys that I think are so important, three key words to overcome your past. And I'm going to try to say it and not staying too long on this, but I think three important words that will help a person to move on. I say it's EEF, three words: expose, expel, and fill it up. And it's so important, the first word, expose. You need to open yourself with someone. Someone that is qualified, that can help you, a pastor, a counselor, a spiritual leader, a godly friend. You need to open yourself with someone. That is so important. I think one of the reasons, that it took me a while to be set free of my past, because it's a process, you know. It comes with the revelation and an understanding what God did in your life. And it's a process, but I think we can accelerate the process if we learn those three keys. Expose. We need to expose. We're not exposing ourselves. We are exposing what the devil has done in our lives. So many people, they don't want to open up because they are ashamed. They don't want to talk about what happened to them because they are afraid what people are going to say about it. They're going to be talking bad about them. But it's a lie. It is a lie. James chapter 5, verse 16 say, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We need to expose the devil. Whatever it is in your mind, the battlefield, it's really going in your mind. That's what happened to me. And, you know, and when the devil is in control of your mind, he can do anything with your life. And it's I always think about a box, and we are closing that box, and we don't open ourselves with anyone. We keep ourselves in darkness, and if we keep yourself in darkness, the devil is gonna keep on abuse you and make you a slave. And I'm talking about Christians as well. So many people, they are sitting in church pews every Sunday, and still they are still in their past. They're still in darkness. The devil are still in control of their lives. Even though they are in church, even though they are hearing the word of God, they are not set free. They need to expose, they need to open themselves. And when they do that, it's like the box is being opened and light is coming inside. They can see hope. They can see a light. They can see that something can change. So number one, expose, open yourself. Find someone that you, I always say, don't talk with anybody, but someone that can really help you. And that will be the beginning of freedom. That will be the beginning of hope in a person's life. Number two, expel. Don't allow the spirits that were in control of your life to keep on being in control. You know, we have to expel, kick the devil out, you know, in order for the Holy Spirit to come and to be in control of our lives, to be in control of our minds. We need to kick the devil out. He's not allowed to keep being in control. You say, but I'm in church. Well, churches, the devil comes to church as well, believe it or not. You know, you need to kick him out. Don't allow him in your mind anymore, because if you allow him in your life, in your mind, you're going to keep on doing what you're doing, and he will keep ruling over your life. The Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, submit yourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What is resisting? He's kicking him out, you know? You are not allowed in my life anymore. Don't be afraid of the devil. A verse that really helped me in my early years with the Lord, because even though I got saved and the Lord started changing my life, but it was a process, and I was controlled by a spirit of fear. And 1 Timothy verse 1, verse 7 really, really helped me. For the Spirit of God is not a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of self-control. And and that verse really helped me. God didn't give me the spirit of fear. So I had to expel all the demons that were trying to control me. And I have to tell, it took me a while because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have a mentor. And again, I was afraid of exposing. I was afraid of opening myself. And it took me a while to kick out all the demons and all the lies and everything that the devil for years told me. And I believed him. So it took me a while. And the third word is F, fill it up. Replace those bad thoughts, replace those bad image, replace those bad memories with good ones. You know, Romans 12:2 say the renewing of your mind. So if you expel something out, something bad, you need to replace it with something good. It's a key, because if you do that, you are filling your house, your mind, your heart with good stuff. And when you fill your heart with good stuff, the good is going to come out of you. I don't know if it's making any sense to you. It's, I don't know if I'm helping anybody. Mm-hmm. But those three words, they are key to set a person free. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 say, everything that is noble, everything that is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about those things, you know? So we need to train ourselves to think about good stuff. And it takes... It's a process. It takes time to learn to do that. But if you apply those tricky words, your life is going to be transformed, and you're not going to be stuck in your past. You're going to come out, and you're going to come out alive and well in Jesus' name. I hope I was able to help somebody, but I believe those three words, they are key.
Yes. You know, when you said fill yourself with good, and, you know, my grandmother used to say all the time, what you put in is what you get out. So, you know, you put that word in and feed yourself good things. And, you know, and it also reminds me of my pastor, Apostle Roy, would say things like, you know, think about the things that you're feeding your spirit, whether you're watching something, listening to something, what are you exposing your spirit to? You know, if you only place good in your spirit, then you can only produce what you're taking in. It can only come out, you know, good. So I'm like, you know, I love that. So that just really made me think about that again. And it's so true. What you put in is what you get out. It's, you know,
absolutely. Amen. Amen. I hope someone get this revelation, because people are living... It's so sad. For me, it's sad to be a pastor for 30 years and to see most of the people, they keep on living the lies that the enemy has told them. And I don't understand why. And I believe it's because they don't kick those things out, you know. Don't be soft with the devil. I always say, don't be nice with the devil, you know. Don't be like, could you please? No, you kick him out in the name of Jesus. This house, this temple, our body, it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It belongs to God. And God wants to do his work through us. So we cannot have, you know, a double mind. We cannot have 1 minute we're thinking good, the other minute we're thinking, you know what I'm trying to say? We really need to work on this. And sometimes we think God is going to do it. Well, you know what? God already gave us his word, and sometimes we are lazy. There are things we need to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God already destroyed the devil, but we have to not allow him to have a place in our hearts, in our minds, in our mouths.
Right.
You know, so it's a job we have to do it as well. Just obey the word of the Lord and doing it.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you. So you have a book, your most recent book. It is from, what's the title of it again?
From Rags to Spiritual Richness.
All
is
right.
the title of
you
my
what?
New book. And I am
and
so excited about this book.
So what made you write that one?
Well, actually, Alea, this book came in a very... I was not planning to write a book at all. I was going through a very difficult time in my life, and I don't know if we have time. It's 8:45. I came home and I was very, you know, going through a very difficult time, and I was really giving a list to the Lord that I wanted him, the reasons that I wanted him to release me from the pastoral ministry. I wanted to go to missions again, but I didn't want to pastor anymore, and I was giving him all the good reasons for that. And the Lord, it was the ways God works, they amaze me all the time. And I heard in my heart the Holy Spirit speaking to me and saying, go to the computer and write. And I said, Lord, I'm giving you a bunch of reasons for you to release me from the pastoral ministry. I have nothing to write about it at this point. And two more times I heard the Holy Spirit telling me, go to the computer and write. And we always have a choice, right? I could have said, I have nothing to write about it. I'm not going to do it. This is crazy. But I obeyed. I went to the computer, and God gave me the message for this book. And I wrote this book crying all the way. And God was pouring into my heart. And every chapter was filled with hope. And it's a message of encouragement and hope. And that's what it is. And it's amazing that God gave me this message when I was going through such a dry season in my life. So I am excited about sharing about this book. And I share about my own experience of being used by the devil like a rag, and the way God made me a winner in Christ. I share important principles that I believe will help people to rise from the bottom to the top in the name of Jesus. So I'm really encouraged to share this book, and I hope people will have a chance to get it. It's on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca.
That was my next question.
Yeah. So if you go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca and you write From Rags to Spiritual Richness, the book is going to pop up. You can even download it just for $2.99. So I'm excited. And the reviews of the book have been amazing. I've been receiving emails and messages of people thanking me for writing the book, that the Lord really spoke to their lives. So it's exciting to see, you know, that even when we are going through a dry season, God can use us, because it's not about us anyways, right?
Right.
So if you allow to
right.
God to talk to our lives in any season of our life, God is going to do it, you know. You always...
Yeah.
You think, oh, there is no way God can use me now. I am just going through such a difficult time, and God is looking at you and saying, really? Just give me a chance, and you're going to see it. And so it's really exciting to see that this book came out of a dry season, and God restored my soul. Even today, every time I read it, it blesses me, challenges me. So
Amen.
It's really exciting.
You know, I can definitely relate to that, because the book itself, On Fire to Inspire, when I did, you know, submit and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to write this book, every time the Lord have me, you know, release pieces from the book, it just encourages me as much as it does the person that I'm sharing it with. And it's an honor that you're using that way, the way you can speak life into people and it speaks to you at the same time. That's a God thing. You hear me?
Amen.
Is a God thing. And there's nothing like it, and there's nobody like him. I tell you, it's a blessing, a true, true blessing. So it's on Amazon.com and Amazon.ca on the Canada side of things, because you're a pastor in Canada. Been pastoring for over 30 years. Was on the 700 Club last week. Again, we are so excited about having you tonight. And, you know, it's refreshing to speak to people from other places, and they have the heart of God like we do. You know, it's like, wow, this is my sister in Canada, and she's serving God, and it's not about numbers, but it's about God and in the kingdom of God, and people understanding who they are in him and not just operating as that flesh. No, absolutely not. So,
amen. Amen.
But you're, so how
to
can
be real,
the listeners
be transparent, and allow God to use you? You know,
yes.
Sometimes
yes.
The things he places in our hearts, they seem impossible. We don't feel that we can do them, but we can do all things with Christ. Just allow him
right.
to be in charge, and if he's in charge,
yes.
we can do all things, you know. Yeah, and
yes.
he gets
yes.
the glory, because if we can do the stuff, he doesn't get no glory. I always say, if it's too easy, maybe it's not from God. But if it's hard, if you say, oh, my Lord, this is, I have butterflies on my stomach, I don't know if I'm going to be able. So most likely it's from God. So move on and be bold and just walk on the waters, and you're going to see, and you're going to glorify the name of Jesus. He takes the glory. Amen.
Yes. And your transparency has blessed so many people. I mean, just so many people. And I just give God praise for your transparency. So we're going to open the lines and see if anyone, every now and then, they feel shy. But we're going to see if they're going to step up tonight. So we're going to see if you're dialing in. Or listening by internet, you have the dial number if you want to ask questions or make a comment. The number is 929-477-2178. We need you to press option 1, and you can ask a question or say a comment. Now, Pastor Jamila, I keep wanting to put your first name and last name and mix it. Just see, what is your, how do they follow you on social media and things of that nature?
Yeah, on Facebook, I have an encouraging page. Just go Jacinta Mello, Jacinta Mello, and you're going to find my page. And on Instagram, you can follow me on Jacinta M. Mello. Jacinta M. Mello. And you're going to be following me.
Okay. Good. Perfect. And I'm putting that in our event notes so that people can do so. And we have a caller. Are you ready? Welcome to On Fire Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Jacinta. Who do we have online with us? Hello. You're live.
Hello.
On Fire Inspire. Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Bernice.
Hi, Miss Bernice.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
yes,
fine.
Ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. I enjoyed the show. Her story, I got in late on it, but it sort of reminds me of a book called Pigs in a Parlor. And that the name doesn't match the book, but it has a lot of spiritual events in it, and works of the devil was holding his family down. So I enjoyed that. I'm going to try to get my church to read that book. And I probably would like to look at her, read her book also. Your guest book, because the devil is real, and most people don't realize that it's an active force, and we do not necessarily wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with those unknown spirits that we can't see that's around us, and we just don't realize how much God protects us each day. I imagine if we could see it, most of us would pass out just if we knew how much God had was protecting us from each and every day, because I do believe those spirits exist.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I tell you, you know, God is
absolutely
so awesome.
They are real.
And yeah, they are.
Yes, God. Yep. And I tell you, when you understand who you are and who He is, you know, the power that He is in you, I tell you, it's just, it's beautiful to know and be able to speak,
yeah.
You know, because that's one of the things when she was sharing her testimony, when she understood the power that the Father had given her. You know, it's just, you know, awesome. And her life changed forever. And so, because she was tormented by what was tormenting her mom, you know.
But
you got it so, you know, her life shifted.
You
I just read a statistic last week that 60% of Christians, they don't believe that the devil is real. And I didn't know about this statistic. It really shocked me. And I said, no wonder the devil is in control, because if you don't believe that he is real,
That's right.
So you're not going to do anything. He's going to be ruling and reigning, and that's what he's doing. 60%, it's a lot. I was shocked.
Wow.
Be the light of the world. How can we be the light of the world and shine Jesus when we don't believe that Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy? The enemy is real, you know, and he's here to, he's God's enemy, and it's our enemy. And if we don't believe that he's real, we're not going to do anything, you know.
And
he's just allowing to be and do whatever he wants to do. And that's why people's lives are being destroyed. And
right.
Even though they are in church, I'm talking about Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he took Jesus in the wilderness, if the devil tried to tempt him, why wouldn't we think that he's going to come after us? And the devil don't bother me. Well, I have a problem with that, because if he doesn't bother you, that means he's already got you, in my opinion.
Exactly.
So he's going to be after you. The more you grow in Christ, the more he will come after you. So be prepared. That's a part of your walk. You just have to be prepared. But he only has three little weapons to come after you with. And after you defeat him there, he will go away for a while. But he will come back again. So,
it will come back to check the house if it's empty or not. That's what Jesus told us, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Bernice, for dialing in. Tonight we got another caller.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You ready?
Hello.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are with Jacinta and Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hello. We're well. Yes. Did you want to share with us tonight? You had a question or comment?
I have two comments. My name is Janie Jones, and I want to start
Hi
there. Awesome message. My first comment is, sometimes we get so caught up into our own routines and we don't take that time to meditate and pray, and we're running and we're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing the other thing, and we forget that we forget to call on our Father who's sitting there who's just waiting for us. Call on me, my child. I'm here to help you. I want to help you. And I think sometimes because we get caught up in life and our
daily
that we forget, and we put it off, because I'm too busy for this. I'm too busy to get up and pray. I'm too tired to pray. That we forget that our Father loves us, that He wants to provide for us. He wants to help us. He wants to guide us. And we just forget sometimes. And my second comment, can you all still hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
My second comment is that so often I think we forget that our adversary uses other people and things. We're not, you know, that it's not just that, like, people, sometimes people look for the actual devil with the horns and all that other stuff, but our adversary uses our loved ones, uses things around us to distract us and get us off course or off course from what our Father has for us. But awesome message, ladies, awesome message.
Thank you. That's right. You are correct.
Yes. Look, as you said, they use the weakest link to get on in there. But, you know, when you understand who you are, you say, you know what? I speak in the authority he's given me. And you tell him where to go.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you so much for dialing in, because I know someone needed that reminder tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
You're
I tell you, Pastor, this has been such a blessing because, you know, your testimony is so powerful. I mean, there aren't too many people that went through, you know, you were tormented from six years old to 13 and then continued until it ended when you turned 16. I mean, that's 10 years of torment and watching your mom be tormented by the devil. It was just, that was a lot to watch. And a child to have to be, you know, not really have a childhood, but you had to take care of her. You know,
exactly.
But you said, you know what, God, I give this to you. And as I give this to you, if you don't do anything else for her, just take care of me. And that's when he said, okay, this selfless act, I'm going to heal her mama and I'm going to take care of her. So,
amen.
Sincerity that you found him.
Good daddy. He just wants the whole heart. He doesn't want the part of a heart. He wants the whole thing. Give me your heart and I will take care of you. That's our God.
Amen. But I want you to repeat how they can follow you again.
Facebook, Jacinta Mello. I have an encouraging page. It's my English page. And Instagram, Jacinta M. Mello. Jacinta M. Mello. And they will follow on Instagram.
Amen. And they can purchase your book.
Yes, just Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. Just write From Rags to Spiritual Richness, and the book will pop up, or you can download it as well.
Amen. Well, we thank you again for taking the time out of your day tonight and sharing your testimony, as well as the wisdom, just reminders of who he is, who we are, and that it's not about what we're doing. That I like the way you put that. I don't do what I do because of anything.
I cannot hear you, Alea.
Just help me.
It's really cutting. I cannot hear you at all. Hello? I cannot hear you. You're gone? Hello? I guess you're gone. Hello?
Pastor Mello?
Oh, yeah, I cannot hear you.
Yes. Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay, I thought you
were gone.
You know, and you know what? My connection actually dropped. I just got in. I'm like, really? I told you, the Lord just had his way tonight, and the enemy was mad because he was exposed and expelled from some people's lives. And so that's what happened, because I'm telling you, the problems that I've had tonight to where I had to go outside for a connection, I've never had to do that. So I just give God the glory for your obedience And I just thank God for your perseverance as you continue to do what you do. And it's because of what he's done. And I thank you. And we look forward to having you back.
Oh, my pleasure. So good to be with you, Aleah. And I pray that God will bless you and use this ministry to touch people all over the world and just be bold, be persistent, consistent, and allow the Lord to use you for his glory. It's my privilege. Thank you for having me. I really had fun.
Thank you. Thank you again. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night, Aleah. God bless you.
You too. God bless
bye-bye.
You. So guys, bye-bye. Bye-bye. So guys, we had a great, great show. If you missed any of the broadcast, you want to dial back, click on the recording. It'll be available about 5 minutes after the show ends. But I'm telling you, we experienced every possible technical difficulty that could be. But you know, God still got the glory. So you want to share the recording. We're going to share it on Facebook and also on Instagram, Twitter. Share it because someone needs to remember that their path, they're not stuck anymore if they understand that it's time to take control, and that is give it to God. It's not about you. It was never meant for you to hold on to it. So I praise God for Pastor Jacinta Mello tonight for sharing her story and letting the Lord use her. And you can purchase her book on Amazon. It's called From Rags to Spiritual Richness, and you can get it from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca because she is in Canada. And then finally, the show comes on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Go and like us on the On Fire and Inspire Network on Facebook. Share that with your friends and family because people are being healed, delivered, and set free by just the transparency of others. It's time for people to be out of the bondage of their past, out of the bondage of themselves, and move in the light and the life of what God has called you to. It's time to move now because there's someone waiting on you. They're waiting on you to get in position and do what you're supposed to do so that they can get unstuck. And it's time for you to share your story. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate you any longer. Share your story with pride, with boldness, and help somebody else because that person who's waiting on you feels like that they can't make it through this, that there's no way out, but you've made it through, and you have the testimony that they need to hear. I am Aleah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Again, we're here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. If you want to be a sponsor of this show, we're still doing $25 a month. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That is also our PayPal address. And the book On Fire to Inspire is also available on Amazon as an ebook, it's a paperback, and it's an audio CD. If you're interested in audio CD, email us on onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Then we also have a book of foundational English and Spanish called A Learning Book Just for Me with my character, Precious the Panda, the children foundational English and Spanish. And that book is also available as a paperback and ebook on Amazon.com and Kindle. And then finally, there's a third book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. These are prayers that the Lord had given me in the midnight hour, affirmations to help push you and understand who you are. Because if you see that you're great, you see that you're unique, you see that you're blessed, and you continue to put that into your spirit, you can't do nothing but produce who you are. So I thank God for you. I thank God for you listening tonight. And share this broadcast because someone needs to hear that testimony that just seems to just had to know that, hey, if she can go through all of that as a child and still be pastoring for over 30 years and God is using her to get his glory, started several missionary churches and helping people, some people who have been in human trafficking, not about what she's done, but what he's done is why she do it, and there's still work to be done, she says. So, again, thank you for listening in. Tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the topic next week is You Were Built for This. So I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting show yet again with Casey Venning, and I'm excited. You guys, so tune in next week, and we will talk to you soon. Have a blessed night and a great week.